magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in Review, October 28th, 2020. And I point out that it's the Prime Life Times in Review because each and every Wednesday we generally invite one of our content contributors, along with Editor-in-Chief Mary Ann Simpkins, who's also generally the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday co-host. And today a familiar voice, our copy editor, Rob Seidenberg, is joining us as we'll read some stories, but it's the last time we'll be talking about the October edition because the November edition arrives tomorrow. Yep. So we'll be busy about getting that into various locations. Marianne, I don't know if you know this, I counted up on the website and we were getting close to like 350 locations.
Wow, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, they're all over.
When you said, Marianne, you may not know this, I thought, oh, there's a lot of things I don't know really in life. There really is. But
I don't know. It was like 338 or 341 or something. And then Bob Dickey was here the other day, and he was saying, oh, yeah, I was in Mansfield. I'm like, oh, the big town of Mansfield. I mean, there's like the main street. I mean, it's about a block long and, you know, a couple bars. They used to have a great restaurant. It was called like the Village Keg years ago. Because that's like in my backyard. If I drive through the country roads, I can get there in about 6 minutes. So that closed a long time ago. But there's, I think, only two things in the downtown area that I've ever walked in. One, they sell like chainsaws and work on your mower. And then next door to that, or a door or two down, there's like this general store that I think I one time bought chips or some kind of candy bar or something.
Sounds fun.
But it's like an old-fashioned general store, the kind you would picture from like the 50s or 40s or something.
They have some of everything in there.
I like places like that.
And so Bob says, yeah, he asked the guy, could he put the papers in there? And so I have to go there and purchase something and give the guy thanks for carrying the papers. And then Bob also said he got in another KZ general store, you know, the gas station in Farmer City. So,
well, thank you to the Mansfield General Store and the Casey's
in
Farmer City.
Little shout out for them. So we appreciate them carrying the Prime Life Times papers. And those of you that have tuned in on Wednesday know that we read stories and oftentimes have a content contributor. But Rob, our copy editor, is joining us, and he generally has one or two or five different articles or pithy things in there.
Rob and I are laughing.
Yeah.
So, he has a lot of input.
And then, yeah, tomorrow the new edition comes out. And then, did you see this, Marianne?
What is that?
This came out, I think, on Tuesday.
Oh, I can't talk about this.
Yeah.
No. We have a problem, Houston.
The cast list of The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. Look at how many names are there and all the various characters.
I love the language. I'm so excited about this play. I love it. I love Kate. I love the whole thing. But I'm so worried because you have two lines and I have none. And we have a long year ahead of us, me and you.
I have that special role. People,
let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the play. It's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited.
That's a lot of people, Mark.
Yeah, a lot of people. In fact, Kate's been working hard. It took her and a team like the whole weekend and additional days to preview all the auditions. I think we had over 90 different auditions and different roles.
And Dee did it over Facebook for the singing part.
Yeah, the singing part. Yeah, do you see that this is the cast list of just those that'll be singing? So
a number of those. Singing cast, yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. We'll have more to say, but there's a lot of weeks of rehearsals and with the singing and the music and putting it together. I think next week we're going to do a couple read throughs where some of the cast all comes together, and that'll just be kind of fun to have the personalities coming out and interacting and see how that all fits. So.
Well, I have both of your lines already memorized. If you need any help, you can come to me. I'll kind of coach you on it.
You can be my backup if I'm like sick or
You're the understudy.
Okay, I'll be an understudy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my two long lines. I think one is three words or four words. The other is three or four words.
I'll tell Kate we got you covered with a back understudy.
Yeah, we're keeping that a secret. It's like the old Alfred Hitchcock movies.
How is it like that?
He would always appear in the movies. And the problem was everyone would wait to see, because he would only be in it like 2 or 3 seconds. He might just walk in the crowd. But they started putting him at the very beginning of the movies, because otherwise people were waiting and looking the whole time to see when he would appear.
That's like Stan Lee with the Marvel comic movies, and I know all about that because my oldest daughter has me watch watching them during COVID. All of the Marvel comic movies. And Stan Lee appears, and I know that's irrelevant, but anyway, it's very interesting.
Rob, do you have some thoughts on this?
You get along very well with my wife, who has seen all those.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're pretty well done.
Well, it's Wednesday, which means the Prime Lifetimes in Review gets featured. It's our paper. We've completed 3 years, so our November edition will be 3 years in 1 month. This paper's been around, I've been saying 27 years. It's been 29, nearing 30 years, and we acquired it 3 years ago. Actually, it was donated to us. Mm-hmm. It was a major gift to the radio ministry, but the individual, Bill and Phyllis Gingold, who started it and founded it these almost 30 years ago, felt that we'd be a really good fit and a good service to the community, and we could keep it going. And so we've expanded it, have increased pages, and have a lot of people involved. So we're very proud of the achievement and how God is using it to raise awareness for the radio ministry, yet also given great informative, engaging, and positive content.
Speaking of Bill Gingold, he wrote me this week and said, fantastic job you're doing on this paper, and I really appreciated that.
Do you know he's getting chemo?
Yeah, I sure do.
So we're praying him up and hoping for the best.
God bless
very
you,
positive.
Bill.
I don't know if you saw the Facebook post, but very positive photo of him. He looked great.
He looked still smiling.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Now, this column, Amazing Animals, is something we started way back when, and we were going along with it, and we had to leave it out a few months because of space.
Yeah, it's not
I thought it was because Rob didn't make the cut.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It's not because we ran out of Amazing Animals.
No,
either.
We didn't, but we got it back in for October.
Yeah,
it's amazing what Rob I cut.
Well, it's an amazing quantity.
Yes, there is.
Of animals that are just amazing.
So we finally got it back in October, and hopefully we can keep on with it.
Oh, and you gave a teaser on this
the other day when you talked about that opening remarks.
Oh, my.
So the cat. So, Rob, read for us.
The cat. A lie is like a cat. You need to stop it before it gets out the door, or it's really hard to catch, wrote columnist Charles M. Blow. That would describe many lies I've heard, but also a cat we came to love. When our granddaughter arrived here on this planet, Sigmund, my son's talkative, part Siamese cat, moved in with us. He became quite fond of us, though with cats, it's hard to tell who owns whom. He was interested in a lady cat who visited our front door. I got home one day and noticed Sigmund busily sniffing at the door. Trying to ensure he couldn't dash outside, I reached out to get our mail. Suddenly, he made a break for it, and off he dashed down the street toward the west, meowing loudly. I never knew why Sigmund left and broke up our happy home.
Oh, jeez.
I jumped in the car to follow, but never saw him again despite posting photo signs and going door to door. I'd like to think Sigmund found his girlfriend and retired with her to a Caribbean island, but that challenges credulity.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
our farm cats were all outdoor cats. We lived so far out, we had to keep our own tomcat. Now, if you're not from the farm, that's a joke. You can't be so far out, you have to keep your own tomcat.
Yeah, and you have that in parentheses, a farm joke.
We milk cows, and our large feline population loved the free milk. Cats are easily trained to catch a squirt of milk in their mouths.
Oh, jeez.
I've seen that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun for the cats, too. Our cats controlled the rodent population and even caught crickets and other creeping and flying things, not to mention the occasional unwary squirrel or rabbit that dared to raid the garden. Though cats did visit in the house, they didn't stay long, except for Grandma Cave's pet, Missy, special privileges. Mm-hmm. This lovely calico cheerfully produced 3 litters of 5 kittens each year after year. And I was trying to do the math on that. If you had, 10 cats like that, you'd have 150 kittens a year.
Wow.
So Missy would admire herself in a full-length mirror that leaned against the wall with the bottom about 4 inches out. She would stealthily keep pace with her reflection, then leap suddenly to look behind the mirror. She never tired of this pursuit, but she never caught the cat in the mirror. Once my parents arrived for a visit to our little Carthage, Illinois farm, Dad put our similar calico into the back of their car, then called Mother. Though he didn't say it was Missy, she thought for a minute that it was, Dad's intention, of course, and expressed shock that her mom's cat would have hitchhiked for 200 miles. We had a dairy goat farm and a rodent problem. I was buying straw from my neighbor when he pointed out a young female cat and said, "Take that cat with you. She's a great mouser." I was skeptical about how many rats a cat would catch, but within an hour of arriving home, I saw her new calico carrying off a rat.
Wow.
She soon decimated the rodent population, and her kittens were without fail stunningly beautiful.
Wait. There's no correlation between how many mice you can catch and how stunning you are.
The more rodents they caught.
Oh, there is, Mark.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Rob.
Mama Cat, so named by our 3-year-old son, produced many kittens, frequently adopted by townspeople, who brought their grandkids out for a Saturday morning of goat kid watching, or who noticed the kittens in passing and stopped to ask for one, all went to great homes. Now, I didn't do a background check like the Humane Society does, but...
But nobody did back then, but anyway, go ahead.
But I did home visits.
That's nice. That's good.
I was 6 when I first watched a kitten being born. Being a farm boy, I informed my dad that it was a male and asked for it as a pet. He agreed. He'd probably give them all to us for pets if he were. The famous English playwright Ben Jonson said, "I used to love dogs until I discovered cats. I was very fond of my dog, but that kitten opened the world of cats to me. I've been a cat lover ever since."
What was the name of your first cat?
We're getting there.
It's coming right here.
Oh.
I named the kitten Bouncer. It loved to jump and pounce. At about a year old, Bouncer proudly presented me with a litter of kittens.
Farm boy.
Yeah.
She had one green eye and one blue eye and was pure white, except for a rectangular black patch over her right eye. One of her kittens looked just like her, eyes and all. This time I knew he was a male. You guess it. A year later, she had kittens, too.
Jeez. You never dreamed of being a vet, did you?
25 years after Bouncer, a fellow grad student gave us 2 kittens.
25 years? How did you track that?
Let's see. I was in college for 10 of that, in the Army for most of that. And,
okay.
And farming for most of that. 25 years after Bouncer, a fellow grad student gave us 2 kittens. The kids named them Captain Stubby. Stubby, just a stub tail, and Charles Homer Bill, Charlie, after 2 radio personalities. Now, if you don't know who they are, they read the morning market news and so on, but actually Charles Homer Bill is pretty well-known still in farm circles, and Captain Stubby had his own band on the original WLS Barn Dance.
So your kids knew about the farm market news people?
Oh, my goodness. We heard it every morning.
Okay. Carry on.
Sow bellies are up.
As long as you don't call them Mark and Marianne.
Yeah.
Your M&M.
They didn't know.
Who was coming up with the M&Ms to give us the candy?
D. Chesser
was saying.
She said we should call the program that and hand out candy.
M&Ms.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark and Marianne.
That's great.
Good morning. Yeah.
Charlie was my favorite cat ever. A close friend told me I should train a young female cat to work with me to catch mice. Skeptical, I started training the remarkably wise young Charlie, who soon came when I called and went where I indicated to catch a mouse. I could tell her there were mice under a hay bale, lift it up, and watch her catch the rodents hiding there. I kept an inch of shelled corn in a 6-gallon bucket on the back porch. Evenings, I'd see as many as 3 mice in the bucket.
Hmm.
They could jump higher than the bucket top, but couldn't move sideways to escape. I call Charlie in, explain that there were 3 mice in the bucket, and watch with admiration as she'd jump in, catch one in each front paw and one in her mouth.
Oh, my word.
Then jump back out and wait for me to open the door for her. What greater gift, asked Charles Dickens, than the love of a cat? Copyright Scene in a Circle, Rob Seidenberg, used by permission.
Used by permission. Rob grew up on a farm, later had his own farm, and laments that he has no farm or cats today.
I think we might have to have him write a cat poem.
A cat poem.
Yeah, then the lament. You know, it'll be like one of David's Psalms where it begins with praising God and then there's some lament.
I hung my guitar.
Why have you taken my cats from me, oh Lord? Where are those cats?
Well,
I'm kind
of
speechless right now. We've drifted far afield.
My wife loves cats and she's had cats even much of our married life, but she's allergic to cats, and so it's a little bit of a problem for her to have cats. If we had a farm, the cat could come in and stay as long as it liked,
right?
And then go back out and sleep in the barn or who knows where. So we don't have a barn or a farm.
Well, we have 2 new cats that have adopted us. I don't know. They just show up, and we've been feeding them about 6 or 8 months.
Oh, you be careful. They might like your roosters.
Well, yeah.
Mark,
Mark,
that's what your neighbor said. Your neighbor said 2 cats stop there once in a while to get fed.
So you have two cats.
Yeah. Well, the two that we had for 12 years over the last 3 months are not with us anymore.
Oh.
We don't know what happened, but they had a great cat life, and that was Mr. Deacon and Penny.
Yeah.
And so they just didn't return. They were outdoor cats for these 12 years. In fact, the last year or two, we didn't have them in the house at all.
Okay.
But they always, we had this like sunroom, and they could come in, go out, and we fed them every night. And so this cat used to always hang around those two. They didn't like him or her.
Right.
But Mr. Deacon allowed her, we're thinking it was a her, she would lay right next to him.
Okay.
And then Penny never got along with her. Yeah. Anyway, Holly calls her Penny. Esther and I call her Oreo because she's black and white. And then the other black cat just will come and eat and doesn't want to have anything to do with us.
Just wants the food.
But this Oreo.
I'll teach you to tame that feral cat.
Yeah, well, the other one is totally tamed now and just purrs like a lawnmower, like constantly and like...
That's Penny Oreo.
Yeah.
Would you believe, Mark, scientists still don't know exactly how cats purr and what the mechanism is? This research and stuff, they can't quite identify.
Yeah, this one.
Theories, but
go to the moon, but they don't know why cats purr.
That's right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's right.
This one has, like, been touch deprivation or something. I mean, it wants to constantly. In fact, if you stop petting her, she swipes at you.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, well.
That'll get you back.
Amazing. Amazing animals in the October edition of the Prime Lifetimes, and this one is titled The Cat. What else do we have in this edition?
Oh, there was a lot, but I just have to read that first paragraph again. I know I've read it once, you've read it once, and I'm going to read it again because I think everybody needs to think about this. A lie is like a cat. You need to stop it before it gets out the door or it's really hard to catch.
How about quoting some of the October quotes?
I would love to do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Oh, I would like to do this one. Okay. I'll do the first one. You want to do the second one, Rob?
Sure, okay. As soon as I find it.
Oh, A7.
Thank you.
Listen, the wind is rising and the air is wild with leaves. We've had our summer evenings. Now for October eves.
Humbert Wolf, British poet.
Okay, Rob, you're next.
All things on earth point home in old October. Sailors to sea, travelers to walls and fences, hunters to field and hollow. And the long voice of the hounds, the lover to the love he has forsaken. Thomas Wolfe, American novelist.
I love that quote.
Gosh, these are way out of my league.
That's too bad. let's just say that one more time. The long voice of the hounds, the lover to the love he's forsaken. He comes home. Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, back to funny things. I liked that, though. There's a lot in this paper. The article about nature, Lau Clary's article about fall apples, the recipes, and Joey Kroll's Wayside Chapel is just worth picking up this entire paper for.
Yep, absolutely.
It really is. The beauty of autumn is
this one. Got a gift, and I appreciate that he shares it with us.
Along with there being crossword puzzles and Scrabblegram and the comics. And
you know, I would encourage people to read Nancy Brain's article, What is Your Superpower? And by the way.
Yeah, it's a good article.
I just have to point out, Nancy's kids got her grandkids, in her case, got her watching the Marvel comic series of movies, nine movies as well. So she and I had a nice time talking about that. Thor, Iron Man, Captain America, so forth. Anyway, What's Your Superpower is a really good article. It gets you thinking.
More things to watch on your TV.
Yeah, everybody needs that, don't they?
Yeah, and if you didn't catch Sky Watcher, there were a lot of meteorite showers this month, but there are still meteor showers next month. So when you get the next paper, be sure to read up on the Sky Watcher for November, because you don't want to miss these meteor showers. Sensational. Spectacular.
And then also do us a favor. Thank the many advertisers that allow this paper to be received or picked up free of charge. It's 100% underwritten by the various advertisers that help pay the costs of printing these and putting it together, and we appreciate them. There's a lot of great advertisers
There's Curtis Orchard. There's still time to get pumpkin or apples, or go and enjoy those donuts or the Flying Monkey Cafe.
I love that.
I don't know if you see Randy's posts all the time, but he's eating something from the cafe. Oh, these are the scalloped potatoes. Oh, these are so good, this chicken, the salad.
Here's a shout out to Tad, who is the chef at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Mm. And he uses some recipes from Paul Curtis's wife and from, you know, Debbie's mom and from Debbie and so forth. And some are his own creations. And that guy is such a good chef. He's going to go far in life. And I just like so many things they make.
They oftentimes run out of the Prime Lifetimes papers.
Yeah, they do.
You might have to get over there even today and make sure they have some from last month. And, and some locations you can pick up last month's and then the current month, depending on where you pick it up.
But. And back to talking about food. When I go out there, I tried everything. It's all good. But I love hot dogs. I just love hot dogs.
They're hot dogs.
With chili dog stuff, sauce on it, and all the fixings and the onions. They got everything there. It's fabulous.
I like their Italian beef and the scalloped potatoes.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, they have, you call it their condiment bar or whatever.
I know, I like that too.
And they have you had their sweet pickles that are in there?
I usually
have to take like 8 or 10 because I don't use anything else. But
there go the profits.
If you want good bread and butter pickles, on their shelves is that Amish wedding brand.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, let's all go out there.
I might have to get there today now.
Yeah, let's go.
I've hauled college students out there from probably 15 different countries through the years.
Yeah.
And we've sat and eaten at that cafe, and they love it.
I mean,
you know, it's an introduction to Americana, really, in many ways. And now they'll
I've had a lot of introductions to Americana out there.
Well, they'll often open up the cider room behind store part there.
Yeah.
And let your group step in there.
Yeah, I've been in there.
And then they'll give them samples of apples. Of course, if you pay for a tour, you get a little bag of apples and cider stuff. But then they'll start at the machine and make some cider so they can see it being made. Now, it's not quite as dramatic as several of the old ways or turning the crank yourself and all that. But
it's pretty great, though.
It's pretty amazing in the smells of making cider. There's nothing like
it. Oh, I know. It's just so fresh.
Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch, 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign,
Illinois. If we weren't out of town, I'd keep talking about them.
Now I have to figure out whether I want to have lunch there or go and get donuts or apple cider or just say hi to Randy and Debbie and that whole great team, Paul Curtis and
such. It's a great place.
All right, everyone. Well, besides going to Curtis Orchard today or this week, stop by and find the Prime Lifetimes paper near you. Thank those that host it and house it in their business or wherever location you can pick it up. Make sure you tell the manager, hey, I'm glad it's here, whether it's in an IGA, in a Schnucks, in a hospital, a waiting room. Thank those owners, the various restaurants where you can pick it up and pick up the November edition beginning tomorrow and the next few days.
We are trying to interject positivity, information, and just good feelings into our culture with this paper and God-honoring content.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marian Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.